Good morning, Kentucky. Welcome back to Keeping Up with Kentucky. I am your host, Ashley Hall, and I am here to bring you the latest and greatest news in the bluegrass. It is currently 9 a.m. on Monday, October 15th. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you all had a great weekend, and that continues into this week. I am currently wrapped up in a blanket with a good cup of coffee to keep me warm and cozy on this fall morning. All right, guys, so I have some exciting information for you today. Today, we're going to be focusing on the biggest epidemic that is ripping through Lexington right now. Its scientific name is tailgateitis, but residents are calling it the Big Blue Flu. As you might be able to guess, this disease occurs after a person attends a University of Kentucky football game or tailgate. To give you a little timeline and background of the disease, the first five cases reported happened after the football home opener against Central Michigan University on September 1st. Unfortunately, three out of the five reported cases died within 3 days. Big Blue Flu didn't begin its rapid spread until Saturday, September 15th, when the team played against Murray State. If you didn't know, the UK football team was coming off of a big win against the University of Florida the last week. Because of this, thousands of people flocked to Kroger Field to tailgate and attend the game. By the end of the day on Sunday, the next 25,000 cases of Big Blue Flu were reported. Now, guys, keep in mind, it's flu season, so many people just thought that they had caught the flu, as the Big Blue Flu starts out with symptoms of the flu. The difference is, within about 8 hours, it attacks your organs and begins shutting them down. Now, you may be asking, well, how can I get tailgateitis? Researchers say that the Big Blue Flu is caused by infected grain that is used to make bourbon. They say that during the distilling process, the fermented grain mutates and infects the entire barrel of bourbon. The reason that this epidemic is currently happening in Kentucky is because so much bourbon is produced here and so many people drink it to celebrate game days. Now, again, you may be saying, well, not everybody drinks bourbon, but everybody is being infected. Why? The reason for this is that after a person gets the Big Blue Flu from the infected bourbon, they're highly contagious for about 2 hours and may pass the disease through the air. Yelling and cheering for the team at the game really causes a rampant spread of this disease. After the initial 2 hours, people who contract the Big Blue Flu from the bourbon drinker are no longer contagious, keeping this epidemic focused only on those who attend the tailgating games. Because the football team was on a winning streak, the next game attendances were so high. The game on September 29th even sold out. Because there were so many people around Kroger Field for these games, around 76% of the Lexington population contracted the Big Blue Flu, and around 54% passed away due to organ failure. Experts predict that by the end of the football season, around 65% or more of the Lexington population will get Big Blue Flu and die. You guys, this is big. I understand supporting the football team, but everybody needs to be safe. I'd say that if you can avoid the football games, avoid them at all costs. If you must go for some reason, wear masks and take any precautions to avoid people who seem like they are infected. Remember, the symptoms start out like the flu, so keep an eye out for coughing, chills, or any other flu symptom. I spoke with a doctor at UK Hospital, and they said tailgateitis happens quick. If you do think you have the symptoms of Big Blue Flu, seek treatment as soon as possible. The quicker you seek treatment, the more likely you are to survive. Good news is, hospitals in Lexington are prepared and have cleared wings for treatment. This treatment involves being closely monitored for signs of organ failure. This is not something you can just sleep off and treat at home. Leave it to the professionals and get help, everybody. All right, everybody, that is all we have time for today. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Keeping Up with Kentucky. I'm your host, Ashley Hall, and I will not be attending any of the University of Kentucky football games this season. Stay safe, stay healthy, guys. See you next week.